Every year, as the legislature is finishing up in Montpelier, they pass a bunch of new bills. And around that time, the governor signs some of them. But how exactly does a bill get from lawmakers to the governor? Is it basically what we learned from that old Schoolhouse Rock song, or is there more to it?
It goes through what's called the engrossing process, which the amendments are put into the bill itself and put into a final product.
This is Bill McGill. He's the House clerk, so he keeps track of pretty much all the paperwork in the House.
And then that is sent down to some of the proofers in Legislative Council, and they take another look at it to make sure all the language is correct. And then if it's all correct, we get a final approval from Legislative Council that says the bill's ready to go to the governor.
From there, the House clerk or the Secretary of the Senate will work with the governor's office to figure out when to send the bill over.
Typically, towards the end of session, there's about 50 to 60 bills that they need to take, and we try and give them a little bit of time to work through so they're not taking all 50 at once.
The governor's office can't take 50 bills at the same time because as soon as they take possession of a bill, it starts a five-day clock, and at the end of that 5 days, the bill becomes a law with or without the governor's signature. So working together to make sure they don't have too many to manage at once is really important so that the governor's staff can review all the bills. But that doesn't mean the governor's office can just, like, close the door in the face of the person who's trying to drop off the bill and avoid dealing with the issue.
They can, but, typically, even if they don't sign for it, and there have been times in the past where we've put down in our book that delivered to the governor's office but not signed for, and that still starts the clock running.
So the first thing the governor's office is going to do is review the bill word by word, line by line, to make sure that the bill does what its sponsors intended it to do.
This is Bob Kinzel. He's our senior political reporter. And when we have questions about legislative process, he's our guy.
And sometimes we find out that the governor's office finds a line in there that isn't supposed to be there or, you know, got left over from a previous version of it. And they go, hey, folks, in which case they have to reject it and send it back. So they'll go through a very detailed study of the legislation, and they have 5 days to do that from the time they physically take possession of the bill. And the governor can sign the bill at that point.
And that means it just becomes law.
The governor can veto the bill, in which case he's sending it back to the legislature and saying, I don't agree with this. Why don't you see if you can override me?
To override the governor's veto, both chambers of the legislature have to vote in favor of the bill with a two-thirds majority. So that means two-thirds of the House and then two-thirds of the Senate has to vote in favor of the bill, and it becomes law without the governor's approval.
Or the governor could let the bill become law without his signature.
So remember that five-day window that the governor's office has to deal with a bill? The governor can actually use that as a political tool to make a statement about a piece of legislation without actually acting on it.
And sometimes that's a way for governors to say, you know, I got problems with this bill, but they're not so severe that I feel I have to veto it. But by not signing it and letting it become law without my signature, I'm sending a message that I'm not real enthusiastic about this.
So it's kind of a, I'm not going to get in the way of this becoming law, but I'm also not going to help it along.
Exactly. It's a pretty strong signal that I got problems with this, but not so many that I feel that it has to be vetoed.
So that's what can happen to a bill after it gets its final legislative approval. Until then...
But today I am still just a bill.